Hi, I'm Laura Starling, and I've been designing logos for a long time, but it's only in the last 10, 15 years that I realised that there's much, much more to logos than we imagine. It's much more than identifying an organisation or a brand, and it is much more than a visual image. I believe that logos have an inherent value to them. There's something that almost one can say has a mind, body and spirit. The body part is very easy because we just apply a logo to a t-shirt or a flag or a letterhead or whatever we want. That's the physical side of it. But logos absolutely spark our emotions. Emotions run our lives. Around 80% of our decisions are taken on emotional values. And when we're tired or we're hungry or feeling very emotional in ourselves in another way, 100% of our decisions are taken on our emotions. So they're really important. So brands are tapping into a very, very powerful resource when they tug our emotions, and that's what they do. If we don't love the brand that we're wearing, then that brand will go out of business. We can also use this when we do our own branding or our own logo for the future that we want, which is one of the things that I work to do. Then we add our own emotions to that. If we don't love that logo, if we don't love what we're doing, then people aren't going to get that message in the brand when they buy your brand. And it doesn't even have to be a brand, but that's a subject for another podcast. Then we also have this, which I call a spiritual value. Or one can argue, does a brand have a soul, or does a logo have a soul? And maybe it doesn't have a soul as we understand a living soul, but it certainly has an energetic value. Speak to any colour practitioner, somebody who works with colour, we feel differently. Our energy changes, you know, when we go into rooms of different colours, when we wear different clothes, and the sound, we feel differently, or, you know, our energy changes when we hear different sounds. All of these are modalities that are used by brands. And when we go a little bit further, what about when Reiki practitioners, for example, throw a Reiki symbol into a room to change the energy of that room? Now, I'm not that sensitive that I get that, but I do know of people that very, very much are that sensitive. And a wonderful example I heard, which is one of the things that started me on this journey, was I overheard a conversation where somebody had gone into a room and they had drawn a symbol in the space, in the room, with their finger, just hanging in the air. And a person who was used to dowsing, that's when you can use rods or a pendulum to sort of sense the energy around something, came in and they walked up and down and across the room, and they were able to pinpoint exactly where that symbol had been drawn in the air. And I've seen that work a few times before. Again, it's not a skill that I have, but there are people that do that. How does that happen? What does that mean with our logos, which are symbols with an extraordinary powerful intention and energy behind them? And that was the start of a very long journey, which I'm still thoroughly enjoying. Thank you.